To the late, great Mike Nesmith of the Monkees. Well, wasn't I supposed to do that last week? Yes, I was. I'll explain. I've got my reflections on Beatles documentary Get Back, Episode 3, and also some final thoughts. We'll quote-unquote celebrate the first day of winter, which is tomorrow, and we've got Phil's pick and a lot of great music ahead on 91.5 WMFO.
I want the world in my hands. I hate the beach, but I stand in start to race. The minute that my left hand meets your waist, and then I watch your face. Put my finger on your tongue, cause you love the taste, yeah. These hearts adore everyone the other beats hardest for. Inside this place is warm, outside is ice to pour. Coming down, one love to mouse. One love, one house. No shirt, no blouse. Just us, you find out. Nothing that we don't wanna tell you about. No, 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 cause it's too cold for you here and now. So let me hold both your hands in the holes. Cause it's too cold for you here and now. So let me.
That is Sweater Weather from The Neighborhood, from their 2013 debut album called Simply I Love You. And Steely Dan before that, Reeling in the Years, here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Thanks a lot for being here this morning. I do want to take a second to talk about last week's show. As you probably know, I've been pre-recording my show throughout the pandemic, and I always record on Saturday or Sunday morning because I want to be as current as possible when the show airs on Monday morning. But that does prevent me from discussing certain things that happen on Sunday or Sunday night. Award shows, for example. They often air on Sunday nights, and so I generally can't talk about them, and that's just the cost of not doing a live show. Well, last week was the rare show that I recorded on Friday because I actually have a life, and I had plans to be away for the weekend. And I thought, this will be fine as long as nothing significant happens in music in the next few days. And so, of course, an hour after I completed the show, word came down that Mike Nesmith of the Monkees had died. Now, Mike Nesmith was not a titan of the music industry. However, my friends and regular Rock of Ages listeners know that I was a huge Monkees fan, and so I started getting all of these texts all weekend long. Can't wait to hear your tribute to Mike Nesmith. Can't wait to hear what songs you're going to play from the Monkees. And I had to sheepishly report that Rock of Ages would air Monday morning with no mention of it whatsoever. So that unleashed a torrent of outrage, all in fun, flogging me for not dealing with it on the show. Here is one mock critic's review that I received, and I quote, "Rock of Ages, which started as a hidden gem, has turned into a mailed-in shadow of its former self. The days after rock icon Michael Nesmith of the Monkees died, not even a mention of the man who is the essence of Rock of Ages. Sad." Anyway, it was like that and more all weekend long for me. I will do my long overdue tribute to Mike Nesmith a little bit later in the show. Right now, let's get to Phil's pick. My good friend Phil from Watertown has been sending me songs to share with you, and we do it every week on our feature called Phil's Pick. Let's hear today's pick from Phil.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Survivor by Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. Ratliff is based out of Denver, Colorado. Their music can best be described as a mixture of folk, Americana, and vintage rhythm and blues. Sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Well, you just think that I'm some great survivor, and you just build upon the lies that carry you. Well, I don't even talk that way. See, I wanted you to stay and show you the world's a better place. And as we crawl to find our way, we even take the shape of something else. You think that I'm just some great survivor. You think that I'm just some great survivor. I'm a friend. Just think that I'm some great survivor, and you just feed upon fear you created. Some people ought to see, some people ought to hear. People ought to see, some people ought to hear. Well, if it's gonna be that way, then the crowd that calls your name can cast me out.
One more promise I couldn't keep. It's
That's Runaway Train from Soul Asylum. And Survivor from Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats, which was Phil's pick today. And by the way, there will be no Phil's pick next week. We're giving him a well-deserved week off while we do a specialty show next week on featuring just the new music that we played throughout the year here as we do kind of a year-end celebration here on Rock of Ages. That'll be next Monday morning at 8 o'clock. So let's talk about Mike Nesmith. He died on December 10th at the age of 78. And by now, you've probably read all the obituaries, his musical accomplishments, and the other things that he did. He was a songwriter as well as a performer, and he was also an entrepreneur and a very successful one. His life changed forever in 1980 when his mother, who invented whiteout, liquid paper, died and left him her fortune, which was reported to be about $50 million. And he used the money to invest in a series of businesses, along with movies like Repo Man and Tapeheads. He did not participate in the Monkees reunion tours of the 1980s, leading to the false impression that he was ashamed of his pop past. But he wasn't. He was just too busy, and he really didn't need the money. And so let's just review some of his business accomplishments. He created a show called Pop Clips, which ultimately became MTV when he sold the concept to Warner Communications. He then became a producer of music videos, and he produced videos for Lionel Richie and many, many other artists. He had a primetime television series on NBC called Television Parts in 1985, and was also the first person to put a barcode on a record, because he was interested in how people got paid and how record stores did inventory, which today seems very commonplace, but he was thinking about this in the 1970s, so he really was a visionary. In the moments after his death, I was interested in hearing Mickey Dolenz's thoughts, and I guess Rolling Stone caught up with him just hours after the news of Mike's death, and he said that Mike literally taught him to play the drums. Here's the quote. Mike and I lived nearby and started hanging out when we began filming the show. He lived in the Hollywood Hills with his wife and son. He had a little drum set up near the guitar and amps. By that point, I was told by the producers that I was the drummer. He sat me down at the kit and taught me my first drum lick. Close quote. Perhaps most famously, Mike was known as the driving force behind wanting the Monkees to be a real band, playing their own instruments, rather than using session musicians, what they had done on the first couple of albums. And almost from day one, he fought with the producers to get the band more creative control of its albums. And in 1967, he led the successful rebellion against record producer Don Kirshner, and the group would subsequently release Monkees Headquarters, their third album, and other albums largely created by them on their own. And that happens to be one of my favorites, by the way. So I've got a few more things to say about Mike Nesmith, but let's play some music. These next two songs highlight Mike's talent as a songwriter. On the recommendation of my friend and loyal Rock of Ages listener Tom in Newton, I'm going to combine this with our one-hit wonder this week, because Mike Nesmith wrote this very well-known song for a group called the Stone Ponies and their frontwoman Linda Ronstadt. According to Mickey, Mike brought this to the Monkees producers, but they rejected it, so he gave it to Linda Ronstadt. It was the only hit for the Stone Ponies before the band dissolved, and Linda Ronstadt, of course, went out on a very successful solo career. This is Different Drum, written by Mike Nesmith, and performed by the Stone Ponies on Rock of Ages.
Thank you.
couple of songs written by Mike Nesmith. That one performed with Mickey Dolenz on lead vocals. It's The Girl I Knew Somewhere from Monkees Headquarters. And before that, a song he wrote for the Stone Ponies, which really launched Linda Ronstadt's career, and Different Drum. We are doing a belated retrospective on Mike Nesmith, who died on December 10th at the age of 78 here on Rock of Ages. So I mentioned earlier that I had received some mock outrage from some of the Rock of Ages regulars when I told them that I'd recorded my show right before the announcement of Mike Nesmith's death last Friday, and therefore I would not be mentioning it on last Monday's show. They insisted that I go live, which I could not do for scheduling reasons, and so they were kind of tweaked by that. I thought that was the end of it. But then I started receiving these texts. About an hour later, the first one arrived, and it said, "Oops, Paul McCartney just died." To which I responded, "Hear all about it in 3 weeks on Rock of Ages." Figured I'd, you know, play along. Then a couple of hours later, "OMG, Bruce Springsteen found dead." And I wrote back, "Still not big enough for me to go live." Then later on that day, I got another text, "Amazing, Jim Morrison found alive and well in France." And I wrote, "Rock of Ages is on it in January 22. And then finally, "What a day. Steven Tyler may be dead. Hard to tell." And I responded, "I'm thinking of becoming a rock star. There's nobody left." I have to admit, it kept me laughing all day as these texts came in. And I would love to give credit to the author, but I'll be damned if I'm going to give him that kind of attention. So anyway, back to Mike. For those of you who are too young to remember, you might think that the Monkees were not to be taken seriously musically, but that's really not true. Mike and Peter Tork, in particular, had real music careers when they were chosen. And in fact, Mike at times hung out with the Beatles. He was there at Abbey Road the night that they finished A Day in the Life. Mike's music vision was that country and rock could be combined and be very successful. And his post-Monkees musical career was dedicated to that, but he was never really successful. And it was very painful for him to see the country rock sound take off without him. In an article, he told Rolling Stone, "I was heartbroken beyond speech. I couldn't even utter the words, The Eagles. And I loved Hotel California, and I loved The Eagles, the Flying Burrito Brothers, and the Birds, all that stuff. That was right in my wheelhouse, and I was agonized, Van Gogh agonized. Not to compare myself to him, but I wanted to cut something off because I was like, why is this happening? The Eagles now have the biggest selling album of all time, and mine is sitting in the closet of a closed record company." Mike's relationship to the Monkees was complex. Initially, he distanced himself from the experience, mostly because he was independently wealthy. He didn't need the money, and he didn't need to do those tours. And so he skipped the first several reunions. But more recently, starting when Davy Jones died in 2012, he actually embraced it. He enthusiastically pushed to do the most recent farewell tour. That ended just a few weeks ago. And he knew his window for touring was closing due to his failing health. And he seemed to draw strength from the tour. At the beginning, he was confined to a chair, then standing for a period with a cane. And by the end, he was standing for the entire performance. The final performance was less than a month ago at the Greek Theater in Los Angeles. I'm going to play a couple of more songs now, this time featuring Mike Nesmith as performer and lead vocalist. Some more Monkees on Rock of Ages.
Just a loudmouth Yankee, I went down to Mexico. I didn't have much time to spend, about a week or so. There I lightly took advantage of a girl who loved me so. But I found myself thinking when the time had come to go. What am I doing hanging around? I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around? She took me to the garden just for a little walk. I didn't know much Spanish and there was no time for talk. Then she told me that she loved me, not
with words but with a kiss. And like a fool I kept on thinking of be riding on that train to San Antonio. What am I doing hanging around?
Well, it's been a year or so, and I want to go back again. And if I get the money, well, I'll ride the same old train. But I guess your chances come but once, and boy, I sure missed mine. And still I can't stop thinking when I hear some whistle crying.
What am I doing hanging round? I should be on that train and gone. I should be riding on that train to San
bright as the sun. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one. All men must have someone, have someone who will never take for granted all the pleasures and the fun. Someone to stand beside them, and you just may be the one. I saw when you walked by, the love light in your eyes, I knew I must try to win more than there's a friend. Just may be the one. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one.
Couple from the Monkees featuring Mike Nesmith on lead vocals. That is You Just May Be the One from Monkees Headquarters. That one also written by him. And What Am I Doing Hanging Around from their fourth album called Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones LTD. So that concludes our tribute to Mike Nesmith, belated as it was, and I hope you did enjoy it, and I hope it was worth waiting for. Good morning, my name is Ron LaRussa, this is Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock. I've got some music news now. Perhaps you heard that Bruce Springsteen has really cashed in. He sold his rights to his entire catalog to Sony for a reported $500 million. He is the latest artist who's done this in recent months, including Bob Dylan, Neil Young, Paul Simon, Stevie Nicks, and others. Neil Young said when he did his deal, "Time is passing. I want to cover my family and my art. A good father plans on how to take care of his children." This deal opens the door for your favorite Bruce Springsteen classics to start appearing in advertising, and I imagine that will happen before not too long. We've got some rock and roll birthdays today. Alan Parsons, the producer and sound engineer at Abbey Road Studios, is 72. Chris Robinson of the Black Crowes, 54. And former American Idol David Cook is 38 years old this week. And we will get back to the music and talk about the first day of winter, which is tomorrow, right after this.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to Black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
So tomorrow is the first day of winter, 2021. It's mixed news, right? Three long, cold, dark months ahead. On the other hand, the days will start getting longer, starting the slow, inevitable march to spring. Do a couple of songs about winter now. Start with Steve Miller Band, Rock of Ages.
Shade of winter. Hang on to your hopes, my friend. you can build them again. Look around, the grass is high, the fields are ripe. It's the springtime of my life. Seasons change with the scenery, weaving time in a tapestry. Won't you stop and remember me at any convenient time? Find out my memberships while looking over manuscripts of unpublished rhyme. Drinking my vodka and lime, I look around, drink some brown now, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Look around, leaves are brown, there's a patch of snow on the ground. Look around, leaves are brown, there's a patch of snow on the ground. Look around, leaves are brown, there's a patch of snow.
Simon and Garfunkel with Hazy Shade of Winter. You may know the Bangles version of that song from the 80s. And before that, the Steve Miller Band with Wintertime. And whether you are one who embraces winter or just endures it, like me, it's coming. It's coming tomorrow. And the sooner we get on with it, the sooner it'll be over with, I suppose. You're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. For the last couple of weeks, I have been giving you my impressions of the Beatles documentary, Get Back. I've been really enjoying it, and I did finish it last week. And I want to talk about episode 3, which is the last part of the 8-hour series. My first observation is about Ringo. Haven't talked much about him until now. Ringo knows exactly who he is. He knows his role, and he plays it very, very well. He's not a key voice in the band. He never tries to be. He hangs back and lets the others decide the major issues. There's one really nice scene where he's playing the beginning of Octopus's Garden for George, and he's struggling with it, and George is helping him with it, and it shows that he really did want to contribute, but he recognizes that he's totally out of his league in terms of talent. There's a scene where George is playing the song Something for John, and he's struggling with the lyrics, and he's frustrated because he's been writing the song for months, and it's not coming together. And so he couldn't complete it in time for this album, Let It Be, but of course, we know that it became one of the signature songs of Abbey Road just a few months later. And on the topic of what songs were in and which were out, the song list was not settled even one day before the recording of the rooftop concert. They showed us a typed version of the song list. It included Maxwell's Silver Hammer and Bathroom Window, both of which were bumped to Abbey Road, and also included All Things Must Pass, which of course became a George Harrison solo song. And speaking of that, there's a scene where George is talking to John about the possibility of releasing a solo album. Remember, he was frustrated that he couldn't get many of his songs into the Beatles, and I thought he was really straining to sound casual about it. He says, "I just want to hear what it would be like to hear all my songs together. It would actually preserve the Beatles." And to me, it sounded exactly like a guy telling his girlfriend that they should start to see other people, that it would actually be good for the relationship. I think he knew full well what he was proposing and that it would mean the end of the band. There were a lot of tensions that were simmering within the band during this time period, but the thing that lit the fuse for the breakup was the split over whether to allow Alan Klein to manage them. John was in favor, Paul was strongly opposed. And in episode 3, John is gushing to George about Klein. He tells George, "He knows everything about everything." He said, "He knows me as much as you do." Anyway, I could go on and on, but I won't. For 8 hours, I was transported to 1969 and given a front row insider seat to one of the most profound pop music situations imaginable, a month's worth of Beatles rehearsals and recording sessions. And I'm not sure that I'm ever going to listen to those songs the same way again. But let's listen to a couple now. From the Beatles, from the documentary Get Back, on Rock of Ages.
I've got a feeling deep inside, oh yeah. Oh yeah. I can't hide, oh no.
Move over it twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said he's traveling on the one after nine, oh. She said he's traveling on the one after nine, oh.
Wow, we covered a lot of sacred boomer ground today between the Monkees and the Beatles. I hope you enjoyed it. Our next show is the week between Christmas and New Year, and we're going to feature the best of the new music we played this year on Rock of Ages. I hope you'll join me. My name is Ron LaRussa. Until next week, I want you to have a fantastic week, an awesome holiday if you celebrate, and we will see you on the other side. Take care.
Florence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.